AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A number of developments in the latest war between Israel and Hamas.
It's okay, let's go.
Militants released two elderly Israeli women, but Israel says more than 200 others are still being held. Aid continues to trickle in, but Israeli airstrikes continue. A U.S. official says Washington has advised Israel to delay a possible ground invasion to allow more time for negotiations over hostages. The AP's John Gambrell has more from Jerusalem.
Based on what Israeli military officials have said so far, the Israeli military at some point will launch a ground offensive into the Gaza Strip. This only happened twice before in the some 15 years that Hamas has ruled the Gaza Strip, and it really raises the risk for both Israelis as well as the Palestinian citizens still in Gaza. The reason is this. Though Israel has launched a lot of airstrikes that have destroyed high-rise buildings and potentially taken away possible sniper positions for Hamas, the rubble and everything strewn across the Gaza Strip makes it difficult for the Israelis to maneuver with their armored personnel carriers and their tanks. It also provides militants additional places to hide possible explosives as well as snipers and other fighters.
The Pentagon has sent advisors, including a Marine Corps general versed in urban warfare, to Israel to assist in its plans. It's also speeding sophisticated air defense systems to the region to defend U.S. bases in anticipation of retaliatory strikes by Iranian-backed groups. In other news, Louisiana State Police say at least seven people have been killed after a superfog of smoke from marsh fires and dense fog caused massive car crashes involving 158 vehicles. And Shelley Adler reports the UAW has expanded its strikes,
this time adding a factory that makes Ram pickup trucks for Stellantis. The union says 6,800 members walked out at the Sterling Heights, Michigan assembly plant.
And in baseball, the National League Championship Series is going to Game 7 after the Diamondbacks beat the Phillies 5-1. This is AP News. Another development in the case of the man who says he beat to death Natalie Holloway in 2005. Norman Hall has this story.
Officials in Aruba have asked for files in the extortion case against Joran van der Sloot, including his description of killing Natalie Holloway on the island nearly 20 years ago. In a recording released by a federal court, van der Sloot, who was 18 at the time, says Natalie Holloway resisted sexual advances while they were on the beach.
When she knees me in the crotch, I get up on the beach and I kick her extremely hard in the face.
He says he then struck Holloway with a cinder block.
I smash her head in with it completely.
Van der Sloot says he dragged the teen into the surf. The admission was part of a plea deal for a 20-year sentence for attempting to extort Holloway's mother in exchange for information about Natalie's body. I'm Norman Hall.
Thank you, Norman. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.